We're so grateful. We just don't have enough ways to thank Veterans United Foundation for the incredible gift they gave us. We figured out that we needed to expand our services, and that would involve a pretty significant expansion of our building on both sides. And by both sides, I mean our children's emergency shelter and our child advocacy center. We've recognized how we can expand both of those. And then the next job was to figure out what we need to do that. And we figured that out. It was a great big number. We didn't know how we were going to get there, but we just knew that we would somehow. And then along came Veterans United Foundation. That's different than Veterans United Home Loans. Mm-hmm. Veterans United Foundation had a campaign where they were commemorating their 10-year anniversary. And Veterans United Foundation is a nonprofit organization that helps other local nonprofits. And they do that with contributions from Veterans United Home Loans employees. And they match those contributions dollar for dollar so that they just really spread around a lot of help throughout Mid-Missouri. And we were lucky to get a big chunk of it.
That is very, very awesome. Of course, you over at the Rainbow House, everybody there helps out a lot of different counties, you know. And but with this money too, you're going to be able to expand your location over on Town Drive in Columbia. Is that right?
Right. We looked at different options, and the most cost-effective one, as far as we can tell, is expanding our current building. And you're right. We do serve 11 Mid-Missouri counties, and we've recognized that in both functions of Rainbow House, there's more that we can be doing. And in order to do that, we need to expand our building. And we just didn't know how we were going to do it. Along came Veterans United Foundation, gave us this just amazing gift. And it has made a daunting task more exciting. Figuring out that we can do more is an exciting thing. But knowing how to come up with the funds needed, that's a daunting task. And I've always, you know, heard it said that the longest journey, it starts with that very first step. And we are incredibly grateful to Veterans United Foundation for providing an amazing first step that gets us about halfway to where we need to be. So it's an exciting time.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that news. It's hard to believe that Wednesday is December the 1st, and it's almost the end of 2021.
Right.
I know a lot of people have on their top of their mind Christmas and giving. Of course, you know, charitable organizations are looking for those donations, and you think you have some news about ComoGives.com and how it affects us here locally.
Right. People... Guaranteed, a lot of people are not going to be familiar with Como Gives. Some people are, but because in the past it has been centered around Colombia, thus ComoGives.com, people in and around Mexico may not be familiar with it. Basically, it is a collection of nonprofits in Mid-Missouri where at the end of the year, when people are looking for their end-of-the-year giving and they would just want to really analyze different nonprofits and know where they can contribute and make donations and feel good about it, they're all in one place. You know, they're all one place there. So that's been used. I think it started in 2013 or 2014. It's expanded every year. And I am so happy to let people know that this year it has expanded into Audrain County. And it's expanded in Audrain County into really a few different ways, partly through Rainbow House, because a lot of what we do are Audrain County children. I think last year in our Child Advocacy Center, we did 42 forensic interviews for Audrain County kids. There's an unknown number of sexual abuse forensic exams that were done for Audrain County kids. We did a total number of 453 forensic interviews in the 11 counties that we serve. And that's always going up. This year that was in 2020. This year we passed that up in October. So we'll have a much bigger number for the year of 2021. So it's always expanding. There is a need to increase our services.
Sure.
Back to Como Gives, we do have a couple of Mexico-centered nonprofits who will be a part of ComoGives.com this year. That's the Audrain County resource, the Audrain County Shelter Resource Center. And I've spoken to Melissa Stewart and Janelle Williams over there. They do an amazing job. It's right there next to the Help Center. And speaking of the Help Center, they'll be involved with Como Gives this year, too.
Wow.
So when Mexico people can look through ComoGives.com and kind of get a good feel for what those nonprofits are through all of them, they can feel good about making contributions and year-end giving to some very Audrain County-centered nonprofits.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Whenever you're thinking about making some of those donations, definitely keep Columbia Rainbow House and the Help Center and Audrain County Resource Coalition in mind. They help out with room at the inn and give a lot of people a place to stay whenever it gets cold outside. So that's excellent news there as well. Everything else going well over at the Rainbow House?
It's going really, really well over there. We've had it's an exciting time over there because we've, you know, got funds we can kind of depend on. We do have to double what that big gift was in order to get to where we need to be, but we know how we're going to get there, and we know we can make even a bigger impact in mid-Missouri with the expansion of our services in the Children's Emergency Shelter and also in the Child Advocacy Center. Once we have the expansion. In the Children's Emergency Shelter, we've actually expanded that since the last time I was here. We have, in the shelter, we have kids who are from infancy up to 18 years old. And we had a maximum of 14 kids. Our capacity now has expanded to 18 kids. And as soon as that happened, we had 18 kids, you know. And it's needed, especially as we get into the colder months of the year. Both functions of Rainbow House are very important. In the colder months of the year, we try to shine a light on our children's emergency shelter because of the importance it takes on. We shared some facts from Columbia Public Schools recently where they determined that every day they pick up, and this is in Columbia, so I don't know the numbers in Mexico, what they would be, but in Columbia, Columbia Public Schools picks up 61 kids every day from motels. Where they just don't have prime
shelter.
You know, they don't have optimum living conditions. They pick up, they've determined they pick up 175 homeless kids in Columbia. And it's just, it seems a shame in mid-Missouri that's happening. 175 kids who don't have safe, secure, and comfortable living conditions.
Yeah.
And it really, man, it hits me in the gut because my first thought is how out of sorts I can be if I don't have proper rest and nutrition. And I don't know how we can expect kids to take advantage of an education or even necessarily behave the way we expect them to when they don't have dependable and secure and safe living conditions.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, I hope you guys keep up the good work over there at the Columbia Rainbow House, and know you will, and we always appreciate you coming by and getting us updated.
Thanks so much, man. It's good to be here.